Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello to the Invasion Bros. Hello, Landry. It's awesome to hear you on the radio station, my friend.
Hello. It's always good to hear your voice, too, my friend.
Matthew?
Yes?
How are we?
I'm fantastic.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
I like to hear that. Okay, let's get this cranked up. Would you rather your favorite athlete get accused of murder or your least favorite family member get accused of murder?
Okay. Oh, least favorite family member. Easily. Easily.
But that would impact so many things down the line in your family. Like if you had a cousin that you didn't like that committed murder, it's going to affect your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, everybody.
Like imagine if it was just your cousin that you rarely ever see and they're Jeffrey Dahmer.
Now you're taking it to a new level. I mean, we were talking like life sentences. We're not talking like
kills
the dead
one
chair.
Person. Come on.
Now, I think it would generate good dialogue, quite honestly. I think it would generate good dialogue, and I think a lot of the gossiping that you do at family outings would be justified.
You think
now
their brains too?
It'd be justified.
Like Matt, who is your favorite athlete?
I was trying to think who this would be. Like growing up, somebody like a Pudge Rodriguez, somebody like Troy Aikman. Imagine if Troy was accused of murder.
Right.
That'd be shocking.
It would be. Like, it's OJ-esque. Yeah. Like, it's almost too much for your brain to comprehend.
And sometimes I feel like I probably know him better than I do family members I never see.
Who would be more likely to be accused of murder, Dirk Nowitzki or Troy Aikman? If you had to make this bet, who would you say?
Can you really trust the Germans?
Dirk is too nice to commit murder.
Right,
yes.
But
I think Troy's the answer.
But that's the perfect front. I'm thinking serial killer. So, yeah, you guys are probably right, just being like a murderer. Because I could see Troy on the Katy Trail. Somebody bumps into him and it gets heated and he just stabs him in the throat or something.
Right, yes, that could happen. But, like, think about the questions that you would be asked if it was a cousin or a second cousin. Or like, yeah, we went to... used to hang out at Christmases. Like, every single day, like, that is Jeffrey Dahmer's cousin right there.
Yeah, that'd be...
Did y'all ever know someone that got accused of murder ever in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I went to high school with a guy who is in prison for life for killing someone.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't know him. We didn't hang out together. He just was in my class and is no longer in that class.
The most riveting TV I've ever watched. I don't think you can duplicate this. Two guys I went from elementary to middle school to high school with. They were on the first 48. They're on the first 48. They killed some lady. I guess they got in bad with drugs and they ended up, one of them was like the getaway guy. She like hit her head on the side or whatever, and he's in jail for life. And the other one, I think he's getting out because he's snitched or something like that. But I'm watching these kids that I grew up with on the first 48.
Yeah, dude, that would be...
It's crazy.
Too wild. Okay, would it be easier to learn how to ride an Olympic horse? One of those horses that does the horse dance? What is it called?
Dressage.
Yeah. Would it be easier right now? Like, I don't even know how to ride a horse. I have no idea. I think I've been on one like three or four times. Would it be easier to learn how to ride one of those Olympic horses and do that event or train your body to be a competitive eater?
Man, that is a very good question.
Right, because I think the horse thing, we all eat, right? Like,
yes, but to eat at that level where you're the hot dog guy and you're doing 70 hot dogs. One, I'd have to get my esophagus stretched often because I would choke to death.
I could help you.
What would you do?
Froze.
Do you have a balloon?
Yeah.
That you could inflate to help me? I just don't. I mean, at least the horse thing. I feel like you could ride a horse.
No. Not like
but
that.
Dude.
I haven't ridden a horse in years.
The horse dance?
No chance.
Yeah, you're probably
no.
Right. But competitive eating, I think you would just vomit. You'd be sick all the time.
But that's part of the training. Right. That's part of the training, though.
I would rather train to be a horse person than a competitive eater. If I had to pick one, I would rather try to train that.
I would too, because I don't think I could handle the competitive eating. Like, it's like, okay, now it's time to eat 1,000 oysters.
You'd be so sick all the time. You'd have bathroom issues. You'd give yourself IBS.
Physically, you would. It would destroy your body.
Yeah. It could destroy your brain. Who knows? Long-term health effects. At least with horse stuff, it's a horse. It's a... Who knows? That could be fun.
So both of you are Texas guys when it comes to your favorite college football team, right?
Yeah, the team that's going to lose four games, according to you.
Yes, for sure. Big time.
Okay, so let's say Texas, he threw this out there for me. He says Oklahoma, but we can use whatever. Blank team wins the SEC and the college playoffs next year. But for me, he says, I can't see Jason Isbell perform for 15 years. Would I take that deal? I don't think I would.
Really?
Because...
But you haven't experienced a national title in 24 years.
Come on. You're telling me that OU's first year in the SEC, with all the crap you talk about the SEC, they go in there and run the SEC? I think you would be able to hold off. Just think about that glory for you.
15 years, though, and that's my favorite musical artist, and he brings me so much joy. I mean, pick whoever your favorite music artist is. I don't want to skip that until I'm 70 or whatever. That'd be difficult. But I get what you're saying, Landry. It would be awesome to win the college football playoff in year one of the SEC.
I feel like that's over 15 years of satisfaction for you, too.
I think if you're an Aggie, you take that immediately, hands down, no questions asked. Because you've never even gotten close to experiencing anything like that.
Right.
OU
I've lived that happiness.
Yeah, but that was so long ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it's like, you know, with the Stars or, I mean, the Cowboys. I lived it. I'm fine. If the Cowboys don't ever win again, I'm fine.
Yeah, you do kind of have that part of it, too. And then something that you enjoy as much as you enjoy Isbell would be, I don't know that there's a musical act that if you told me you can, well, Pat Green to be.
Plus, let's be honest, it's pretty far-fetched to think, oh, you could do that, so it's easy to just dismiss, right?
That's true. Let's just get rid of that right out of the chute. There's no way it's going to happen this year. Mark this tape, by the way, so we can revisit it when they win it all and go 14-0.
Man, when they're 7-5 and playing in the First Responders Bowl.
Yes, yeah, they're playing Army. Do you guys have a valid passport? Where and when was your last international trip? When and where is your next one? That's from our friend PJ, who lives internationally.
I do not have a passport. I never have. And my last international trip was to Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mexico now, I mean, you used to not need a passport to get in there. Now you do. I don't have an international trip planned. My last international trip, I guess, would have been Mexico, but I don't really count that either. I've crossed into Canada, too, a couple of times, but I don't really count that. I count international as like Europe or South America or something like that. Yeah, anything that's touching the United States doesn't seem like it's really...
I need to get a passport. My brother and I have been trying to do a brother trip to go to Guatemala for a couple of years. And so every year it's like, oh, we'll do it next year. We'll do it next year.
What are y'all planning on doing out there? Just
broing
out?
You know, there's some hiking and stuff.
Adopting a kid.
Yeah, right? I come back and I'm like, hey, look what I found. No, you can hike a volcano, and there's a dormant volcano next to an active one where you can spend the night and camp out on the side of a volcano that looks pretty badass that I think would be cool.
Oh, my.
Landry, you?
I went on a cruise. Hawaii doesn't count, obviously, although I kind of like, I mean, it's an 8-hour plane flight. Yeah, but really.
Do you have a passport?
I do have a passport, yes. A cruise was the last time that I went out of the country, which I love cruises. Man. I'm a cruise guy.
Where did you cruise to out of the country?
What do you mean?
Like, where does a cruise go that's not in America?
What do you mean? Do you think these oceans connect to the foreign lands? What are you talking about?
I guess like going to the Bahamas is not America. Is that international?
Yeah, it is.
Like, do you need a passport to go to the Bahamas?
Yes. Dude.
What are you talking about?
How do I know? I didn't go.
You just said what cruise doesn't go to America?
Like every cruise. I meant almost.
Like, do you think when you float American the river cruises. At Texas State, that was a cruise or something like that?
This was a little boat.
The Guadalupe, man.
Circular boat I was in.
Do we consider Gulf of Mexico?
We went from New Braunfels to New Braunfels.
Do we consider Gulf of Mexico Islands International? Like St. Thomas?
Yeah.
Well, which St. Thomas are you talking about?
Okay, but
about?
If you're in the British Virgin Islands,
I need a passport.
Okay, because I've been there, but I didn't need a passport last time I went, so I couldn't remember. That seems really dumb. What I said.
Things have changed. You need to look up 9/11. See if you remember it.
God. You know what I meant? I meant, what did you go to? Bahamas?
Right.
Yeah, like the Caymans.
Okay, I went to Grand Cayman once.
Cozumel.
Okay. Yeah. But that was years ago. The last place I went out of the country was Tijuana, and that was 10 years ago.
Tijuana.
Yeah.
God.
It was awesome.
Which is more overrated? I don't think either one are, but this guy says, which is more overrated, Buc-ee's or Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A has a below-average chicken sandwich, and Buc-ee's makes you feel like you need a shower.
Below-average? What kind of chicken is this guy eating?
I don't know. Like elite chicken.
He must be killing chickens in his backyard and grilling it immediately fresh in some free-range fed chicken farm.
I don't think Chick-fil-A is overrated because it doesn't matter where you go. It's the same standard. I think Chick-fil-A can't be top.
Their service is impeccable.
It's incredible. Buc-ee's for me is, and I know they don't sponsor the station or anything, right?
No.
It's ridiculous because 70% of the reason why Buc-ee's is big is because it's a crappy souvenir shop that you find in every airport you land on with like the most token Texas stuff in the world. And people are standing around like they're looking at extinct animals in the zoo. And it's just cheese and soda fountains and stuff. Like, get the hell out of the way. I'm trying to keep it moving. Buc-ee's drives me crazy. It's just a gas station.
So Buc-ee's is your answer.
Yes.
I don't have an answer because I enjoy Chick-fil-A and I've not yet been into a Buc-ee's.
What?
You've never been into a Buc-ee's?
My God, it's awesome.
It's a gas
station. You are on a cruise ship. Buc-ee's is
the
cruise ship
because
of gas
flies
stations.
It's
a gas station, man.
That's not true, Travis. It looks the roadside overwhelming.
It is.
And
overwhelming.
I don't want overwhelming when I'm on a road trip and I'm just trying to get in and out.
You don't have to go into the store part where they sell weird stuff.
Yes, you do. It's right connected. If you're going up 45,
you can just go to the right. And
there's a Woody's that is like the same thing as Buc-ee's, but it's you just go in and out. Boom. Buc-ee's, if you really want to eat Buc-ee's, like the food's fine.
It's fantastic.
But people are just sitting around. It is insane.
They got fresh brisket on the board.
Damn, hard-boiled eggs are getting treated like
meat.
Penguins or something like that.
Hard-boiled eggs are wonderful. It's a great snack. I had some.
What about eggs?
Are you like? Do you have stock in Buc-ee's or something? Why are you so upset about this?
Because we need more Buc-ee's.
There's a lot of people that are so wrapped up into Buc-ee's that they can't see straight.
Like, it's fine.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I like the cleanliness of the restroom, and the gas is always the cheapest.
The cleanliness of the restroom?
Yeah. You have to sit on a toilet?
It's a 5-minute walk, though. You got to go all the way back there. It's a lot. I think it's the Buc-ee's supporters like you that just kind of rub me the wrong way with this.
Right.
It could be.
They're like SEC fans.
He walks out with a... Yes, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Speaking of that...
Exactly.